Good morning.
Before you purchase any pricey art, ask questions.
How much is it going to cost me?
Make sure you buy from a reputable gallery or auction house. Find out if the work has been documented. Is there any published literature of the artist? And find out if the piece has an exhibition history. Ask for a copy or record of that history. And finally, don't be pressured into buying any artwork.
All right, I'll buy it. No, I haven't got a dime.
It's great. I'll buy it.
Why don't you buy it?
As often said, art is in the eyes of the beholder.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I have nothing to say.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Indisputable.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
We did not like it. What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Sorry, I'm not interested.
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
It's entirely different.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Inebriated.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'm sorry, I have no need for your product.
I'm sorry, I can't afford it. What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
You are indeed sorry specimens.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Now that takes the grand prize.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Infamous.
Sir? 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 Sir?
Infamy.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'm sure that's absolutely necessary.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Infantine.
What do you think of... What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Already have it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I love it. I'm calling the art museums. They'll tell us if you're a great painter or not.
Art Museum, good afternoon.
Say, can you come out and look at a painting?
Why should I? I've hundreds to look at right here.
Yeah, but we think we got a brand new old master here in...
Good evening. We seem to have had an art exhibition here.
I realize artists are supposed to suffer, but I can't understand why they insist on sharing their sufferings with us.
Because I'm an artist. An artist must suffer.
This one is called Nursery Wall.
I see you're suffering too.
This is just an artist's conception. It's a
strawberry jam.
Yes, I'll buy that.
Now we come to the prize winner.
The combination of all women.
I wonder what this one's called. Nude with Necklace.
Arnold's nude at a filling station won first prize.
Well, if it isn't Porky Picasso, the painter of a million nudes.
You know he has a lot of talent.
I'm not in the market to buy now.
I don't think this is a painting you should be allowed to look at too closely. So while I am appreciating it, I shall ask you to look at another exhibit. One that may not be a work of art, but is wholesome enough for your children to watch.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show. I drew this cartoon all by myself, but shucks, it wasn't hard because I'm an artist. I hope you like it.
This is the art season in New York. At the Metropolitan, the Guggenheim, the new Whitney Museum, Museum of Modern Art, and here at the elegant Wally F. Art Galleries, where art lovers see a show that marries art with fashion. This abstraction, called Caperland No. 1, is not a painting and it's not on canvas. It's printed on Caperland nylon and can be worn. So fashion models walk through the art galleries wearing chic dresses in the same prints that are framed to hang on the walls like old masters. And what's more, this art is washable. Leading dress designers think the bigger, the bolder, the wilder the print, the more artistic the dress, such as the dresses styled by Cobb's Corner. And the same bold prints look even more so in Morris's For Little Girls by Tiny Town Togs. But is it really art? Or is it just another fashion fad? Maybe it's both. Now that a posh art gallery gives its nod of approval to the print explosion in fashion today.
This Van Gogh painting, and I will start the bidding at a large amount of money. Large amount of money? Thank you.
Very sorry, large amount I'm of not money. Interested.
Good. Do I hear enormous, enormous amount of money? Thank you, sir. Absolutely enormous amount of money? Good. Yes. Ridiculous amount of money? Thank you very much.
Already
indeed,
have it.
Sir. Now, do I hear an unbelievably ridiculous, oh my God, who are these people with that sort of money to spend on paintings amount of money? Thank you, sir. Who will give me a grotesquely obscene, you could build a hospital with that. And anyway, that picture doesn't look worth $5.99 in the theater.
I'm just not in the market right
going
now.
Going once, going twice, so...
Can't afford to
not
buy anything now.
24, picture of a tennis player scratching her bottom. By Van Gogh.
But most of these works are out of the range for many people. How do these prices sound to you? Picasso for $1,400, Miro $1,500, and Cezanne for $2,400. The paintings look authentic, but the prices are much lower. Oh, that's because they're copies of the masterwork.
There's no use in your coming out until I know how much it is and what it's going to cost me to buy it.
Big bits.
How much is it going to cost me?
It's good business.
A good way to check the quality of sale merchandise is to ask the merchant.
Tell me, mister, is this a good piece of rib steak?
Yeah, lady.
Very important.
What do you think about this?
If he says the merchandise is not good, do not buy it.
It's great. I'll buy it.
It's good business.
Think about it.
Big what
bed.
Do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'll take
big
this.
Big think about it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Where's my money?
Think about it.
Big bids.
I think I'll stop.
I want to know what you
I think I'll stop.
Well,
I think I'll stop.
Please stop.
I know artists. They don't stop.